And now joined today by Allison Dairyland, the 75th Allison Dairyland, Taylor Schaefer. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So we talked back in July when you were about, what, 10 days on the job? So remind everybody real quick where you come from and what you've been up to.
Well, my name is Taylor Schaefer. I am currently serving the state of Wisconsin as the 75th Allison Dairyland. My journey as Alice officially began on July 5th, but my story in agriculture goes all the way back to Racine County, where I grew up on my parents' beef and crop farm. Really traveling Wisconsin and traveling the country for livestock shows is ultimately why I decided to pursue agriculture professionally. I graduated from the University of Wisconsin-Madison about 7 days before I was selected, and I'm approaching that six-month mark on my journey as Alice. So I'm approaching 20,000 miles as I hit those 6 months. I have absolutely loved every single moment of my journey so far.
And a lot more miles to go.
Mm-hmm, a lot more.
All right, so hey, let's talk about something special from Wisconsin. First of all, tell us what it is. What's going on with this?
The Something Special from Wisconsin program is run through the state's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, and it's a really easy way to identify that a company's ingredients, production, or processing, at least half of that, comes from Wisconsin. It's a great way to support small businesses, farmers, and agribusinesses in your community this holiday season, and it's also very easily recognized in stores and online if you look for the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin logo. So again, that signifies that those companies are members of the program. We actually have over 300 different members, and a full list can be found at somethingspecialwi.com.
And we were just looking at the website a couple minutes ago. There's everything.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about maybe some of the things. You brought a few things with you today, and why don't we start? Let's see, what would be a good place to start?
Well, why don't we start with that pasta, because that can be made pretty much into a meal. So that is actually from Dalla Terra Pasta, which makes pasta using traditional Italian methods with whole locally produced foods. So they come in a lot of different colors and flavors. This is the spinach garlic tagliatelle, which is kind of a thicker version of an Alfredo, what you would typically, I guess, associate with an Alfredo. So it is a very, very good noodle that pairs really well with some other things too. So I have some garlic from Banjo Farms that would pair perfectly with that in a sauce, or you can also incorporate some other spices from Spark Spices as well, which is a veteran and family-owned company.
We should go back up just a little bit, talking about the Something Special from Wisconsin. You're kind of promoting some of the foods and that sort of thing?
Yeah, so it's food, but it's also a lot more too. So it doesn't just have to be something that you can eat. It can also be food for animals. It can be a handmade item. It can be woodcraft. It can really be anything. So these companies you'll see on our website vary in what they create, but everything is unique and everything has a unique story as well. So these companies are all, again, very individual. So you can find their individual websites from the Something Special webpage online.
All right, I'll hone in on this, on the spices a little bit here. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned it would go great with the pasta that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
Well, there's actually a recipe on the side of this zesty snap spice from Spark Spices. And I tried this dip over the weekend when I met their owner at a holiday market. So we had a lot of different vendors that came in. All of them were members of the Something Special from Wisconsin program. And a lot of them had samples too. So I got a lot of gifts while I was there for my family. But one dip that you can specifically make with this zesty snap is a craisin dip that has cream cheese, sour cream, craisins, and then this spice rub too. So it was very good with some pretzels. But of course, if you want to put it on any meats that you're preparing this holiday season or just sprinkle it on top of your favorite foods, that's a great option too.
The ideas are just rolling in my head on some of the things we could probably do with some of this stuff.
Yeah.
You also have some CBD,
mm-hmm.
and that has become quite prevalent over the last several years. And tell us about how that all ties into Wisconsin.
We actually have quite a few different members that provide CBD products from the Something Special from Wisconsin program. So just one company is Canopy Natural Wellness. I have a few of their different products with me. One is the 1800 CBD tincture, which is something that you would put in your mouth. They also have some gummies, but they also make some products for dogs and cats as well. So there's a really wide array of products that you can find from Canopy Natural Wellness. Everything is grown and harvested by hand, and all of it is organic as well.
And yeah, there's a lot of great benefits for that. Now, mm-hmm. CBD, is there any tie-in with some of the foods at all? Or
you can, you could. So most of them do some kind of gummy. That's mostly the most common thing that you would see with CBD. But you can also find some chocolates. You can find some other products. And again, that comes straight from their website.
What else do you have in the box of great goodies there?
Have you ever heard of slide potato chips?
Slive?
Slide. Like slide. A slide.
A slide potato chips. Mm-hmm. No, I haven't.
So slide potato chips are actually thicker than normal chips that you would see in a grocery store, even thicker than kettle chips, and they come in really bold flavors. So they have barbecue, sea salt, pickle chips, which are one of my personal favorites, and more. Again, all of that is on their website, but if you know, if you really do love potatoes, there are plenty of ways to prepare them this holiday season. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association is actually a member of the Something Special from Wisconsin program as well. So we talked before about how we can tie these different products together. Potatoes are a great way to do that. So you can do it on pasta, you can do it on potatoes, or you know, you could just eat them on their own too. There's a lot of different ways to prepare them.
I like potato chips. So
I do too.
Very good. So what would you say of all the products you've been promoting with the Something Special from Wisconsin? What's your favorite?
Oh my goodness. You know, it's really hard for me to pick a favorite, but I am such a big dill pickle fan. And I think a lot of people know that about me because I talk about it quite a bit. But I really do love the dill pickle chips from Slide.
I like those pickle chips too. And the holidays are here, and it's time to really start thinking, maybe think outside the box a little bit when it comes to getting some gifts for everybody on your list.
Of course, and the Something Special from Wisconsin program is a great place to turn if you are looking for unique Wisconsin gifts. And I always like to say, if it's hard for you to pick just one product or one company to support, Christine's Kitchen actually offers boxes of fun. So these are handmade, curated boxes that feature a wide array of products from all of our Something Special from Wisconsin members, and they all have a different theme. So some of the themes are Pamper Yourself, Snack Attack, and they also have this year's version of an advent calendar, the Countdown to Christmas box, which has 24 individually wrapped gifts inside. So there's a lot of different ways that you can incorporate different products in those boxes. Again, all of them are made by Christine's Kitchen, which you can order online.
We've been talking a lot, of course, about shopping local this holiday season. We just had Small Business Saturday, and these folks are local. They're from all over Wisconsin.
They really are, and we actually have a map on the Something Special website, so if you're out and about this holiday season, maybe driving to visit family or friends, certainly view that map and see if there's any businesses in your area. They're all over the state, and I certainly like to do that too when I'm out and about. Make sure I drop by some of our members as I pass them, or you know, just in the area, too.
You bet. So you're going to be doing this pretty much up until Christmas, are you?
Well, 2 weeks before Christmas, I'm actually going to be talking about Wisconsin butter. So have you seen those butter board trend that is online? It's mostly
I
on TikTok.
I haven't.
So what you do is you take a cutting board, you smear some butter over the top, and then you put a bunch of different toppings on top of that. So you can do anything from red onion to cilantro, parsley, and more. I've made savory, I've made sweet, I've done a little bit of both, and everything turns out so good. All you have to do is just scoop it up with a piece of bread. So it's a great recipe to make this holiday season for your family, or, you know, if you just want to snack on the couch by yourself, too. I've done that. But I'm going to be talking about that right before Christmas, so I'll be back on the road talking about butter.
And you've got lots of school visits that you're going to be doing, too. I bet you have a lot of fun with those.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I have met with a few schools so far in the last 6 months, but they were all kind of sporadic. So it wasn't something that I was able to go out and do every single day. But in the beginning of next year, I'm actually going to be visiting over 50 different classrooms talking about specialty crops. So that's everything grown in the state of Wisconsin besides corn, beans, and alfalfa. So you can talk about cranberries, potatoes, horseradish, really everything in between. And I'm really looking forward to meeting with those students, specifically fourth grade, as many Alice's have in the past, and talking about Wisconsin agriculture.
You got to know how cool Taylor is, because Gabe accidentally intercepted my email the other day and told Taylor that she needs to bring some cranberries. I won't go into the story. I'm sure Gabe and Lori will go into that. And you even actually brought him some cranberries from Wisconsin.
They were Wisconsin-grown cranberries. It's cranberry season. You can't,
absolutely.
Just not bring cranberries.
You bet. If you missed them at Thanksgiving, there's still plenty of ways to utilize them for Christmas, right?
Of course.
So give us that website once again.
The website, if you're looking to find a full list of our Something Special from Wisconsin members, is somethingspecialwi.com.
Yeah, great way to get prepared with your holiday. holiday baking and cooking, of course, but also some absolutely outstanding gift ideas. And it's all from right here in Wisconsin. I want to thank Taylor Schaefer, the 75th Alice in Dairyland, for stopping by and filling us in on all the cool holiday stuff.
Thanks for having me.